This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As I talked about yesterday, the trends for 2018 include climate control gardening. Outdoors, that means planting more resilient plants. But there's also indoor gardening. From humble to humongous, there are lots of choices. Glasshouses maximize free solar energy, use land efficiently, conserve water, and reduce pest and disease exposure. There are hobby greenhouses, portable greenhouses, mini greenhouses, and the McMansions of greenhouses. If you're looking to just extend the season, think cold frames. I'll have links from GardenBite.com to numerous options. I'll tell you, though, my favorite greenhouses to gaze at and dream of having are the hobby greenhouses. Another way of differentiating the types of greenhouses is by temperature level: hot, warm, and cool. A hothouse has a stable temperature in the range of 65 to 70 degrees or higher. This temperature range is used to grow exotic and tropical plants. Heaters and grow lights are usually needed to maintain that level of heat. A warm greenhouse has a stable temperature in the range of 50 to 55. In this range, you can grow plants which would grow in your outdoor flower or vegetable garden. You may need to use grow lights or heat lights during the winter months. And then there's a cool greenhouse, or frost-free, that has a stable temperature in the range of 40 to 45. This is an ideal temp for a nursery greenhouse where you'll be germinating seeds and raising your own starter plants and vegetables for the summer months. You generally don't use grow lights or heat lights in this environment. I'll have a link to a lot more information on choosing a greenhouse on my website. Check out my Garden Bite Facebook page and send me your comments, questions, or suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.